News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump's pick to spearhead the Education Department has been confirmed.
The Senate has voted to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon as the nation's education chief, a role that places her atop a department that President Donald Trump has vowed to dismantle. McMahon will face the competing tasks of winding down the Education Department while also escalating efforts to achieve Trump's agenda. Already, the Republican president has signed sweeping orders to rid America's schools of diversity programs and accommodations for transgender students, while also calling for expanded school choice programs. At the same time, Trump has promised to shut down the department and says he wants McMahon to put herself out of a job. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The High Court turns down a case brought by conservative undergraduates.
The Supreme Court won't hear a challenge to college programs for reporting bias allegations. Some conservative students at Indiana University say the school's bias response team stifles speech on campus by allowing anonymous reports about things that appear prejudiced or demeaning. Two of the nine justices, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, publicly said they would have heard the case. The unnamed students are represented by a group called Speech First, which says 400 universities have similar programs. The group has filed multiple similar lawsuits and has reached settlements ending programs in Michigan, Texas, and Florida. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump has directed a pause to U.S. assistance to Ukraine after a disastrous Oval Office meeting, as Trump seeks to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in peace talks with Russia. A White House official says Trump is focused on reaching a peace deal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 649 points. This is SRN News. America's turning against transgenderism.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law just a day after the Republican-controlled legislature approved the measure. The new legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. It also explicitly defines male and female. This is SRN News. China is preparing to levy tariffs on U.S. farm exports to offset similar moves planned by President Trump. We hear more on this story from BBC correspondent Laura Bicker reporting from London.
China's state-run Global Times newspaper said the countermeasures will likely target U.S. agricultural and food products. China remains the biggest market for U.S. agriculture products, even after Beijing slapped tariffs of up to 25% on soybeans, beef, pork, wheat and corn in 2018 in retaliation for duties on Chinese goods imposed by President Trump. Analysts believe Beijing still hopes to avoid an all-out trade war and negotiate a truce with the Trump administration. But so far, there has been no sign of a deal between the two economic giants.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.